This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Did you hear what Rosenberg said?
I don't want to be Jake Tapper.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Derrick Henry and the Purple Birds. That's right. Oh, no.
Oh, no. What happened?
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN on this Tuesday evening. I'd like to start off by saying good evening to Michael.
You're doing you wrong.
No, I'm not. I'm doing myself right.
And I'd like to say good evening to Don.
Getting into the bath should not look like an NHL line change.
And then I'd also like to say good evening to Michael again.
Things are not good right now, okay?
And lastly, I'd like to say good evening to myself. I love fun stuff in the front and the back. It's a very good point by me. Hope everyone's doing all right tonight. I hope everyone's feeling well. I hope everyone's feeling happy. Did you notice earlier today, Michael, on social media, my celebration that today was the one-year anniversary of when I first slid into my girlfriend Natalie's DMs?
No, I didn't know that. I didn't see that.
1 year ago today, the Steph Curry-like 35-foot hay. Nothing but net.
So you just said hay?
Oh, hey.
You're quite the wordsmith, aren't you?
Well, hey. Hey.
At least she knew right away she wasn't dating Shakespeare.
Who's this?
Shakespeare.
Hi, guys.
Pretty significant anniversary in my life as well. I don't know if it'll come up in ENN.
Go ahead.
It will.
Oh,
then forget it.
Does it relate to the number 56?
You're right.
Yeah. Come on. What do you think? You think I'm an amateur, huh? Sad. Well, guys, I mean, we're only 2 days away from the draft. You know what that means?
We could stop talking about it.
No, we can't ever stop. I got to tell you. You know what? Before I complain, let's go to Keyshawn and Alan Hahn, the name of the new national morning show here on ESPN.
It's called Keyshawn.
Keyshawn Johnson. Yeah. How things will go for Zach Wilson in New York.
Here's what's going to happen to Zach Wilson, Alan. Zach Wilson is going to get pushed up for two things. If he has mild success, he's going to be on every billboard, up and down, midtown, and the whole deal.
Zach Mania,
headbands, hair down to his shoulders, the whole deal. They're going to boost him up.
Right.
And if he struggles, they're going to kilt him, K-I-L-T. They're going to go in on him because this is New York.
They're going to kill Joe Douglas is who they'll kill.
No, they'll hammer both, right? They're going to run both of them out of town.
Mm-hmm.
So – as long as he is a playoff-type quarterback and get him somewhere 2-3 years from now and show progress, he could have that Philip Rivers-type career.
Well, we'll see about that.
It is a tough town because I keep thinking about Sanchez, right?
Are you talking about the Sanchez?
Yeah, and the scrutiny. Remember the post game where he wrote all his answers down on a piece of paper. Remember that, Michael?
Yep.
Destroyed for that. Eating the hot dog on the sidelines. Destroyed.
Running into a guy's butt. Destroyed.
Well, rightly so.
He likes his fun in the back.
Right. They don't say full backle nudity. They say full frontal. That wins that argument.
I say backle sometimes.
Yeah, but it's not the same. You would agree. So it is going to be scrutinized, and that's the one thing. I think when Lawrence in Jacksonville, he's going to get a scholarship. You know, Fields, whoever picks him, they're going to get a scholarship. Here, Jet fans will go into the season saying, all right, we're not very good. We're going to let this kid go, and then they'll exaggerate every great win, every bad loss. It just comes with the territory.
I know. It's one of the really hard things about this job.
Nah, but you know what? You get drafted second, you're going to make all that money. You deserve to be scrutinized.
No, listen, I'm not crying for anyone.
No, it's not feeling sympathy, but it's a thing that he has to deal with.
It is real. Let's go to Mike Tannenbaum, who is on DCR.
He's on our show tomorrow, by the way.
Shocking.
So is Billy Crystal.
That's tomorrow?
Yeah.
For the 61 thing?
20th anniversary of the release of 61.
God.
Time flies, huh, Donnie?
I heard about Billy Crystal as a potential guest for Hot 97 earlier today.
Really?
For another project. Yeah, for a movie he has with Tiffany Haddish.
Interesting. Yeah. I'm going to ask him how bad the Oscars were.
He won't say.
He was a great Oscar host.
Oh, he's the best. I would say he's the best.
Really? Bob Hope and Johnny Carson weren't good?
No, not as good as Billy.
Wait, at the Oscars?
Yeah. Because
Billy could sing and dance.
Well, first of all, I need to jump in here. Bob Hope hosting the Oscars is not the same as the Civil War. I'm 41. I'm not familiar. I'm familiar with Billy Crystal, okay?
Are you familiar with Johnny Carson hosting the Oscars?
No, definitely not. No recollection of that ever happening until right now.
Wow. He was a perfect host.
I love Carson. Read his biography, recent biography, and I really enjoyed it. I can't imagine he was better than Billy Crystal. Not
well,
for that
Crystal
gig.
Brings a showbiz aspect to it, but in terms of hosting, just hosting, Carson was the best.
No, I doubt it. I think Crystal was probably the best. I don't even need to see it to tell you.
No, I actually think James Franco and
Anne Hathaway?
Yeah, Anne Hathaway. They were the best. When they did Snow White, that was good stuff.
So here's Tannenbaum on DCR.
Kevin Hart was – no, they canceled him.
Yeah, it didn't happen. Tannenbaum on DCR saying that GMs have to be flexible during the draft.
Based on firsthand experience, I was saying in the Miami Dolphin draft room my first year there, and we're ready to go. We do the same exercise, and the number one player on our board was Laremy Tunsil. And obviously something had happened, and we got him at 13 that year. So you could prepare, but one of the many things we love about Thursday night is it's going to be this incredible four-hour drama that really nobody knows how it's going to play out.
I wish Mike Gaffney, as Michael refers to him, our resident comedian, I wish he also did impressions of, like, guests and voices on the station, because I'd want to hear someone do a Tannenbaum impression for how his phoners sound like he's hiding from a bad guy in someone's closet.
Now, can I do a little plug here?
Please do.
Tannenbaum's hosting a show on 98.7 tomorrow, The Path to the Draft. It's from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., and it's a must listen.
Tomorrow?
Yep.
Wednesday?
Yeah.
The only thing I wish about this network as a whole, I just wish they'd get fully on board with the NFL draft. You know what I mean? If you're going to commit to it. Yeah. Don, you hear what I'm saying.
Just reeks of half pregnant, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, are you into the draft or not? You know, I turn on SportsCenter, and come on.
There's a lot of that. Are you into national programming or local? I mean, it's 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Just saying.
You said it.
So I got to throw this out there. You know that I love the Washington football team more than anything else in sports. I don't get this way for the draft. Like, I know there are people who just live and die. Andrew, are you just into everything? Do you just want to suck up every bit of pre-draft information?
I mean, I enjoy it, but not to that level. No.
You're not crazy, though.
Like, no, I don't think so.
How much will you watch Thursday, Friday, Saturday, like over the weekend?
I'll watch probably all of Thursday, and then some of Friday, not very much of Saturday.
That's exactly how I'll go. And since the Yankee game's an afternoon game on Thursday, we'll be able to watch.
Yeah, I'll be dialed in Thursday. I am curious about a few things this year for sure. For example, I have no idea who my team's going to draft. So that's like last year, Washington drafts Chase Young. There's not even a point in watching. I already know exactly what's happening.
I also want to see what Greeny's wearing. That's a big
we got a review because we were very into what talking about what Trey wore last year.
Right.
So we do have to review Greeny's outfit.
And but Trey went with the Nathan Detroit look, if I remember.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but that is what it looked like. Don, how in are you on the draft?
Thursday I got a Ranger game.
So you're out.
But I'll have it on. I'll be following every pick.
So you're really not paying attention to the Ranger game.
You know what, Don? Michael, let's call BS here.
Yeah, there's no way you could follow the draft and do hockey play-by-play. You're a liar.
Not doing play-by-play.
Oh, you're post. Oh.
All right.
Well, you didn't say that, Don.
You said you're doing the Ranger.
You said you were doing the Ranger.
There's a difference between doing the Ranger.
You're right. You know what? My fault. My bad.
Okay. Pre and post. Got it.
So I'll have the computer. I'll be following every pick. It's tough over the weekend. I don't know these players. And then what happens is you get all in on the draft, and then like by the time we get to training camp, it's like, oh, yeah, that's who they pick.
But you know what I could predict, and this is a sure thing. By Monday, we will be arrogant experts about everybody. We'll know everything. Every sports talk show host in the country is going to know that this guy is good to the left. He's good on his button hook. He has great hands. We'll know it all. It's going to be unbelievable.
Well, there'll be people happy, people sad, but you're not going to know when they finally play or even remember how you felt.
Well, I think Greeny goes totally conservative on Thursday, like a blue suit and, you know, a very not a loud tie at all.
So this has become a really desirable gig for, like, high-level sports media people, huh?
Well, this is you would have to say, Michael, that this is the highest-rated non-game sporting event in the country.
Yes.
Hold on. Wait, no, not bigger than Pro Bowl weekend. yeah. No, this has to be.
Well, it's also big for Green. I mean, you know, when you're working for a company that gets drunk on football, it's important when you do the NFL draft.
But here's the thing. He's able to walk
fall
the line
down
brilliantly.
Drunk.
Brilliantly walk.
Don, how did you describe someone rubbing themselves in the filth? What were we talking about when you said that?
Oh, to me with the fine mouth.
Yeah, that fine mouth. That
drop.
Yeah, that's ESPN with football. I mean, that is the way our company treats this.
College football is a big steaming pile of dung. He'd be living inside it, rubbing it all over his face.
They love football at ESPN.
I turned on
Sports Center. We're the one outlier show that actually. We're the one outlier show that actually speaks about other sports other than football, and they look down their nose at us.
I turned on Sports Center every day this week because now that we do the show at 2 o'clock, my rhythm's a little different, and I know you won't believe this. But I try to throw on SportsCenter before the show so I can catch up on some baseball highlights. Like, let me see what else happened in the league the night before. Maybe I, you know, whatever. I don't think there's a baseball season happening.
Nothing's happening in the world.
You know what it is? It's Kuiper season. It's McShay season. There's no baseball season. It's football time, baby.
Well, what Greeny's going to be able to do, guys, that nobody else can do. You know he's a fan. And he's a bigger Jet fan than any other fan, like Mets, Knicks. He's a Jet guy.
He's got to do something when they draft Wilson.
And he's going to be hosting the draft in which the Jets have the second overall pick, and he will be able to dance that line of fan and professional better than anybody.
You know what I'd like to see him do on Thursday? And I don't think he will.
Oh, I was about to say the same thing. Please, don't say the same thing I'm going to say. Go ahead.
Shave off that beard.
Oh, not what I was going to say. But you know what?
It's not even a beard. Shave off the whatever, you know, the Don Johnson thing that, you know, makes him look cool. But for the draft, come out clean shaven.
I agree. I support you on that. And you know what else I'd like to see him do?
What's that?
Because now that it's like it feels like we're rotating hosts on this thing. It's like this is a new thing. Like, who's hosting the draft this year?
There's like the Oscars next year.
It's
we
like
won't
that's,
have a host.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like it's like the Oscars.
They're going to have Penn Station next year, too.
So I'd like to see him have some fun. You know what I mean? Like, when you see Roger Goodell awkwardly dapping up and hugging some 19-year-old, I'd love to cut back to Greeny. I'm like, all right, chill out, Roger. Like, take some shots.
Well, then he would never do it again. But what I would like to see is, like, Greeny do an open to the draft like Billy Crystal used to do on the Oscars. Like, you know, open field running against a defense and stuff like that. Greeny in a uniform singing songs. That would be taking
I would
it
love
the
that. I know, and I got the line now. When you come back from the big dap with the player, when you want to take the wacky shot at him, you say, you know, hey, Joe, don't get too excited about that hug with Roger Goodell. I saw him do the same thing with Colin Kaepernick. We saw how that played out. Anyways, you know what I'm saying? Zing!
No, I don't.
Zing! That's
I'll make
it.
This quick so Michael and Don don't yell at me. But as a Washington football fan,
Let's go back to a draft. You want to talk draft? How about this day back in 1981?
The New York Giants, first round selection, Lawrence Taylor, linebacker, North Carolina.
And you know what he got up there and said right afterwards?
George Rogers was taken first by the Saints.
Thank you very much. Became a Washington football great.
He was. And that draft, if I'm not mistaken, was like on a Wednesday afternoon. Completely different world. Completely different world than we live in right now.
Can I read you something that WebMD came up with after a study, a long study?
WebMD? Go, sure.
People who ate French fries or hash browns 2 to 3 times a week were more likely to die early, according to one study. I never did the study. I could have told you that.
That doesn't even seem like it was necessary. 2 to 3 times.
All right, Don. I'm 17.
That seems like entirely too much to eat fresh French fries or hash browns.
Right. So you're probably going to die earlier than somebody who eats broccoli.
By the way, Michael, you know, in this room, you know who hears that and has the most concern?
You?
No. Please, it's DLG.
Why?
Because, you know, when Don was living his regular life, Michael, any night of the week was a bacchanal.
Get me help.
We talked.
Actually, from what I shouldn't be saying this, but he used to bathe in hash browns.
No, listen. Do I like a hash brown? Of course. Who doesn't?
Well, hold on.
McDonald's had them great. They came in their own little envelope.
Let's play the envelope.
But I can't
By the way, it wasn't
an envelope. You didn't have to open the.
No. Did you know that my family, my grandparents, when they first moved to this country, they were in the hash brown envelope business?
Really? I didn't know.
Oh,
that.
Yeah. Yep.
You can't see through either.
My grandfather prided himself on making the best hash brown envelope in the business.
But I can't remember the last time I had a hash brown.
All right, well, let's play this game, though, because I do like playing this. Don, what did you have for dinner last night?
I had a piece of steak with some rice.
Oh, and that's it? Just steak and rice?
That's it.
All right, that's not too bad.
And the day before that was like a bowl of chicken soup.
Wow, and what about lunch today?
Lunch today was a tuna on an onion bagel.
Okay. No side?
No.
Wow. And what are you having for dinner tonight?
I think I'm going to have a chicken Caesar wrap.
Oh, you know what?
With the leftover rice from last night.
He's a regular Jack LaLanne, isn't he?
Hey.
I'm impressed.
How much do you think I weigh now?
How much you weigh?
How much do you weigh?
227.
227. How much did you weigh when you were utterly repulsive?
280.
Look at that.
Wow.
That's unbelievable.
That's more than I ever weighed.
You've lost a full RJ Santilla.
And I was 257 at the start of the pandemic.
Wow. That's great, Don.
Wow, that's
grotesque. No, it's not.
And
it's
I'm not a big fry guy. Now, McDonald's fries, that's heroin. But I'm talking normally.
The other day I went, I don't get fries.
I
went to Dinosaur on Sunday. We got some Wango Tango wings. Got a couple sliders, and I tell you what, when I treat myself, I get the fries there. I love a fry from Dinosaur. Really do.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
LeBron,
you know, now that you have the new bathtub, you could put like buffalo sauce in there and just.
You mean Wango Tango bath?
Yes.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
The 2003-2004 Upper Deck Exquisite Collection Rookie Patch Autograph LeBron James card.
I saw this.
Numbered out of 23 in a private marketplace. Okay. Sold for $5.2 million. Setting the record. And this is what blows my mind and how I know the card business is out of control right now, and I'm into it, but at some point this can't last. It surpassed the one-of-one 2018-19 Panini National Treasure Luka Doncic Logo Man card, which at the time sold for a record $4.6 million.
Didn't it also break the Mickey Mantle rookie card record?
So you have, yes, it breaks the 52 Mickey Mantle, which went for several million dollars this past January. It also surpassed the Honus Wagner, a Michael Jordan. And you know what else is up there way at the top, and I can't believe this? I guess it's a one-of-one autograph Mike Trout, which shocks me. Not that Trout's not a phenomenal player, but Trout and Doncic both shock me. I'm telling you this right now. The Doncic card is not going to be worth more than the $4.6 million it was worth when it sold.
Unless he becomes great, or greater.
But how could, even if he becomes the greatest player who ever lived, how much more could there be than $4.6 million for a card?
Well, look, if he becomes better than LeBron, which I don't think he will, well, LeBron got his card for $5.2, so it will go up in time. Money won't be worth as much. It'll probably be cryptocurrency.
There won't even be money.
But Peter's right. This thing will die out before that happens.
That's what I'm saying. It can't. And I believe me, I want the cards thing to go. I'm in it. I stopped by a card store on Long Island the other day.
What, like a Hallmark?
No, it was called Filth. It was called Filth Bomb.
Filth Bomb.
That's right. And I stopped by the other day. Fans of the show, of course.
Nice.
And I love what shout out to VintageBreaks.com. I'm checking out a lot of cool card places who are making money and selling tons of cards. I'm into it. I'm into WWE cards, but this thing it's out of control right now.
I want to go with you, P. I haven't been to a baseball card or just a card store in decades.
You want to go? I go in New Jersey. I'll take a trip to Jersey again soon.
I want to go back in. Next time you're in Jersey, let me know. I want to go in.
You know what we'll do, Peter? You and I, after we golf, we'll go to the card store with Don.
Oh, that would be great. We could pick up Don.
Yeah.
After the golf. And Don, Michael, correct me if I'm wrong, we're just 2 days away from the big golf lesson.
That's right. Same day as the NFL draft. And Green is also going to host my golf lesson.
Wow. I'm trying to play golf this weekend, but these tee times on Sunday are looking very tough. It's a high of 80 degrees on Sunday.
I'm swimming tomorrow. I don't care. Pool's open.
Oh, yeah, tomorrow. High 86. Of 80 tomorrow, too. 86. Right, I might come by the way. On this day back in 1983, Nolan Ryan becomes baseball strikeout king, passing Walter Johnson. He holds the record still with 5,714. That'll do it for ENN.
You know, a lot of people don't know his friends used to call him Wally John.
Is that true?
Yeah, Walter Johnson. Big train. No, Wally John.
Don, also, you know what happened in 1994 on this day?
I do not.
Here's a hint. Dominic Hasek.
In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes.
70 saves.
I'm afraid it's time for a goodbye again. See you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.